The need for services has never been greater if you listen to the advocates. Al Ratcliffe is a psychologist and member of Tacoma's Human Services Commission. He says people who have severe mental illness or drug addiction are falling through the cracks.
There are many homeless people who do not qualify for Medicaid. And Medicaid is the primary resource for community mental health services these days.
Budget cuts have been felt everywhere. In most of Washington's urban counties, there's a small sales tax, a penny per $10, that pays for some additional services. Those taxes were approved 4 or 5 years ago. One popular argument in favor? It's a lot cheaper to treat people before they end up in jails or emergency rooms. But Pierce County has taken an anti-tax stance and has a long-running feud with the state legislature over mental health payments. So Tacoma's looking at its own sales tax boost within the city. An extra incentive added recently to state law allows the new taxes to partially offset city budget cuts. Tacoma spokesman Rob McNair Huff says the city's general fund is in trouble.
We could ensure that we can continue to fund those services through the use of this tax, as well as be able to expand and add new services within the city.
One program that might get funding targets homeless youth who repeatedly have run-ins with the law. But the details of how the money would be spent haven't been worked out, which has drawn some criticism. Keith Seinfeld, KPLU News.